Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. This week's kind of an odd one. It's a slow week for new releases. The closest thing to a high-profile record is the new Perry Farrell Satellite Party record. We won't be discussing that one, but we will use the downtime to run through a bunch of songs I've been meaning to mention. Plus, we'll look forward a little to next week and hear a couple of interesting covers. We'll get started with a new tune from Mark Ronson. The celebrity producer slash DJ has a new album due June 12th that's already doing big business overseas. It's called Versions, and it's a cover records of classics from The Jam, The Smiths, Ryan Adams, and more, done like 70s Stax funk tunes with a slew of special guests that includes Amy Winehouse, Lily Allen, Kenna, and Robbie Williams. What's interesting is that it works remarkably well, and there's performances on it that stand as career highlights, Winehouse and Allen among them. Australian singer Daniel Merriweather is one of the record's lesser-known contributors, but he too turns in a fine performance, this one on a version of the Smiths' Stop Me If You Think You've Heard This One Before, that winds up with a late-inning mashup of Stop in the Name of Love. All told, it's a catchy and extremely danceable single that ought to leave you curious what the rest of the record sounds like. Here's a bit of Stop. That's Stop Me from Mark Ronson. Talib Kweli has a new record that has people talking because it, too, is rich with guest stars. Nora Jones and Jean Grey make cameos, and there's production help from Kanye West, will.i.am, Madlib, and Black Star producer High Tech. The tune Listen was released prematurely last year, but now there's finally a release date for the record, July 24th. It shouldn't be hard to find a leak online of the tune Country Cousins featuring UGK. It's a song about growing up in New York and Texas, respectively, and designed to break down stereotypes. For the most part, it works, the beats are interesting, and Kweli delivers plenty of punch in his verses, reminiscing about the old school and looking forward to a less factionalized future. Here's a listen.
Growing up in Brooklyn, shit, I thought that everybody talked this way. Raised on Rakim and Run DMC, so I thought that everybody walked this way. We fresh, we chill, we deaf, we ill. It's just some things I was taught to say. And every Saturday morning, I watch cartoons with a bowl of frosted flakes. And the puberty came, started hitting them cuties with game, and the truancy came. Started cutting and not just class, I was coming off fast, I was new to the game. Music playing on TV, courtesy of video.
That's Talib Kweli. We've gotten a couple of requests already from folks that want to hear more from the Once soundtrack. If you caught last week's podcast, you know a little about the movie. It's a low-budget Irish indie. It won the Audience Award at Sundance and is essentially a modern musical with a plot directed almost entirely by the songs of Glenn Hansard and Markita Irglova. Hansard's the frontman for The Frames, and he previously worked with Irglova, a classically trained Czech vocalist and pianist, on a one-off record under the name The Swell Season. I can't say enough great things about the soundtrack or the movie, and while last week we played a duet version of Falling Slowly, this week we'll hear a piece of If You Want Me, a song that's primarily Irglova's. This is it. That's a tune from the Once soundtrack. On June 12th, the two-CD set Instant Karma will hit stores featuring 23 John Lennon tunes recorded for Darfur Relief by a who's who of modern music's good, bad, and ugly. From U2, Green Day, and R.E.M. to Christina Aguilera, Big and Rich, and Los Lonely Boys. We're looking forward to the Aerosmith, Regina Spektor, and Flaming Lips tracks in particular, but what's easy to find now from Instant Karma, because it's been available on Amnesty International's download site for some time, is the Postal Service's take on Grow Old With Me. It's not a surprising version, it sounds very Postal Service-y, but it bodes well for the quality of the rest of the album. Maybe somebody finally got a tribute record right. Here's a listen to the Postal Service's take on Grow Old With Me.
Sun. When the day is done.
That's the Postal Service. Speaking of tributes, next week sees the release of Anchored in Love, a tribute to June Carter Cash, conceived and produced by John Carter Cash, the only child of Johnny and June. The record features Elvis Costello, Billy Bob Thornton, Sheryl Crow, Willie Nelson, Emmylou Harris, and Loretta Lynn, but its most interesting track comes from a lower-profile contributor, Billy Joe Shaver. The legally embattled so-called poet laureate of Texas takes on the kneeling drunkard's plea, his deep drawl suggesting every last word is true. It's the perfect match of song and singer. Here's a listen.
And as he reached his mother's grave, I saw that drunkard kneel and pray. Lord, have mercy on me, was the kneeling drunkard's plea.
That's Billy Joe Shaver. We'll close out the show the way we sometimes do, with a protest song. The centerpiece of Richard Thompson's new record, Sweet Warrior, is a tune called Dad's Gonna Kill Me. It's gotten a lot of attention already from political bloggers on both sides of the aisle, and you'll see why when we play you the song's very descriptive opening line. And then there's this for mid-song, It's Somebody Else's Mess, I Didn't Choose, At Least We're Winning on the Fox Evening News. It's a unique song for unique times, delivered with conviction, which is exactly what we should expect from a legend turning out a wartime record. Here's the first verse or so.
Out in the desert, there's a soldier lying dead. Vultures pecking the eyes out of his head. Another day, that could have been me there instead. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me.
That's Richard Thompson, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us. Thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.